Hi, everyone. In this podcast, I'd love to share with you a blog post that I wrote called A Celebration of Being Outside, which was inspired by a Facebook post that President Obama had related to his recent trip to Yosemite National Park. And in it, he pointed out the wonderful experience he had, but also that the National Park Service is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. Happy birthday to them. And I was just inspired to reflect on my own experiences outdoors. And the first really meaningful experience I had outdoors, which happened when I was 22 years old. So here's the post. For the majority of my childhood, I lived inside. I was a really bookish kid who went to dance classes, swim team practices, and school, and that was pretty much it. And later, I started to participate in sports like football, tennis, and track, but that's not being outside exactly either. Nothing about those sports really requires you to be outdoors. Football, tennis, and track, you can all play inside, right? And as a result of that, I never really appreciated being outside until I was 22 years old. Two of my close friends, Aaron and Jeff, who are still great friends of mine today, took me on an overnight camping and hiking trip to Giant Mountain in the Adirondacks near Lake Placid, New York. They were and are both seasoned outdoorsmen, and they really showed me the ropes, which I appreciated a lot, because it was the first time I was truly outside. And what they did was they helped me buy equipment and shared some of their equipment with me. We did things like applying insect repellent and eating foods that were closer to rations than a meal. I had boots for the first time that over the course of 2 days actually got dirty. We climbed up to the top of this mountain and boiled water to make lunch on a windy mountaintop. We were caught in the rain, and we were far enough away from automobiles that we even couldn't hear road noise. And while we were there, we traded stories about the trail and about our lives. I got to know them on a much deeper level, and by the end, they anointed me a trail name, which was Bucket List, which has its own funny story to it. And experiencing nature is now one of the things in the world that brings me the most joy. Since my first trip with Aaron and Jeff, I've now been to almost a dozen state or national parks, not just in America, but across the world. And my wife and I even spent part of our honeymoon at Mammoth Cave National Park in Kentucky, and that's how deep of a connection I and she now have to the outdoors. And I find myself lucky that I'm now experienced enough to help others experience the outdoors for themselves. And it is a great honor and duty for all of us that are tied to the outdoors, I think, to be the sort of people that introduce someone else to the glorious national treasures we have in America. Our country and world are so blessed, I think, to have tremendous majesty and natural beauty. And experiences in nature leave you feeling so connected not just to the earth, but to all those that have traveled trails before you. To me, it is a damn near religious experience. And once you experience the outdoors in such a meaningful way, it's hard not to take that appreciation to other parts of your life, whether it's in your own neighborhood, like Detroiters, we have Belle Isle, or taking that appreciation to the ballot box. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service. Happy birthday to them. And it is a celebration of being outside. Whether it's a park, nature reserve, or historic landmark, you'll be really glad you visited. So this summer, if you have the chance, I'd absolutely recommend you take a trip to one of the many places that they very expertly maintain. And not only is it wonderful, but if this appeals to you, it is a very cheap vacation. And the National Park Service has actually really upped its game, and it's never been easier to plan a trip. Just head to findyourpark.com or recreation.gov. Both websites are ones that I've explored and poked around on, and I find them to be really helpful and very attractive to use. So that's the post, and what I would want to put a finer point on is this idea of a meaningful experience outside being a spiritual, almost religious experience in a way. And those of you that have spent time outside and have had meaningful outdoor experiences, I think you'll probably relate to this. And if you haven't, wanted to share a little bit about what that actually means for me in hopes that it'll lead you to an outdoor experience of your own. And how I think about it is this, is outdoor experiences, part of them are taking pictures and seeing these vistas that you can't see anywhere else. And part of these experiences are just exercising and being fit. And they're very practical, tangible benefits to having meaningful outdoor experiences. But they're much more than that. You feel a deep connection to something greater than yourself. And you feel connected not only to what's around you, but all the people that have traveled before you. And all of these things are very different than just walking around on a sidewalk. It is something that you feel in your whole body. It's like a part of you opens up, as if you're a string instrument that has a note that can only be reached when you're in a special place, and that special place is being outside. It is a whole new rhythm and melody that you experience, and I think it's wonderful. I love the outdoors, and I hope that you all listening have a chance to experience the national parks this summer or in the near future. Thanks for listening, and if you ever have feedback on how to make this blog or podcast more relevant to you or to what you're interested in, please shoot me an email or leave a comment. I would appreciate it. Take care.